At the very end of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Ekev, we have an interesting Rashi, which brings up a fundamental question that we really do have to explore in trying to understand our whole system of reward and punishment, of schar and einesh in this world. It's the end of Parsha's Veschan, and we have a pasuk that says, V'shamarta asa mitzvahs, v'sachukim, v'sa mishpatim, asher anachim etzavcha hayom la'asaisam. And you should keep the mitzvah and the chukim, the mishpatim, all different types of commandments, asher anachim etzavcha hayom la'asaisam, that I'm commanding you today to do. And on this pasuk, Rashi says, hayom la'asaisam, today you're going to do the mitzvah, ulemachar, and tomorrow, ba'olam haba, in the world to come, litol scharam, to get their schar for the mitzvahs, meaning that in this world what we do is we do the mitzvahs. In the next world we get schar for doing the mitzvahs. And as Chazal tell us, and we know this is a well-known concept, schar mitzvah v'hai almaleka. In this world we can't possibly get schar for the mitzvahs that we do, because the schar we would need to get for doing even just one small mitzvah is overwhelmingly big. It would be like walking into a store to buy a lollipop and paying with a gold coin that's worth $10,000. It's too much. I can't give you change for that. There's not enough change to give you for the schar that I need to give you. That means that physical schar in this world can hardly pay back for what we're going to get for doing even one small mitzvah. So it's a concept that Chazal speak about, schar mitzvah b'hai al-malaika. The schar is just too great, it's just too big, and therefore in this world, in our very physical, finite, small world, we're not going to get schar for doing mitzvahs. And that works until we get to next week's parsha, because in next week's parsha, Parsha's Ekev, begins with a long list of schar, which we will get for someone who listens to the Torah. If you listen to the Torah, and it says we will get so much, our fruits, our animals, our vineyards, baruch tiyem mikol ha'amim, you're going to be blessed from all the nations, v'hisir Hashem imcha kol choyli, there's not going to be any sickness, v'achalta es kol ha'amim, you're going to transcend all the other nations, you're going to be greater than all the other nations. And so the fundamental question is there schar in this world, or is there not schar in this world? Meaning, it seems like, from the Rashi in our parsha this week, there's no schar in this world, and that's what we know to be true. So why does the Torah give us so many options of schar that we can get? And it's physical schar, it's material schar, it's talking about being healthy, and it's talking about being wealthy for doing mitzvahs, schar for doing mitzvahs. So how does this work? The Baal Tzum tries to answer by saying that the pasuk of Hayom la'asoysam is connected to what comes immediately after, which is V'haya Ekev. And the way the Baal Torm says it is, Le'el, in our parsha, this week, Parsha's Veschanan, it says Hayom la'asoysam, today to do, because you're not going to get schar in this world. In this world, all we're going to do is do the mitzvahs, and the schar is going to come. But it's connected to the word Ekev, Kloimar, to say, Hayom la'asoysam, aval scharam, the schar that you're going to get for it is going to come be'ekev. What's be'ekev? Perish basayf. That means that we don't get the schar now, we get the schar basayf, at the end. We don't really understand what this means, because if we're talking about the same saif as Rashi, meaning olam haba, at the end of it all, when we get to olam haba, then we still have our question. All the reward that we see that's being given is very physical reward, which will not have any benefit to us in Olam Haba, so then what's the point of this reward? And if he's talking about Basif, this world, in the end, and we could understand it perhaps by saying Be'ekev, like Be'ikfisad Mashicha, in the time that we are hopefully in now, at the end of our time, and that's when we're going to get the schar for the mitzvahs, then we still go back to our original question, which is schar mitzvah b'hai al-malaika. We don't have schar in this world. Even in the time of the Mashiach, we don't have schar in this world. It's still our world. And even if we're going to say ikvasa de Mashiach could be including also the time that Mashiach is actually here in this world, the concept of schar mitzvah b'hai al-malika, that we don't get schar in this material world, is also in the time of Mashiach, when we're still going to be living in a material world, there's no schar. And it could be that because in the time of ikvasa de Mashiach, meaning not when Mashiach is already here, but at the time where we're still struggling to see the light, and that would connect to what we could speak about in next week's parsha when we talk about Akev and we talk about the mitzvahs that the man dash ba'akvay, that he steps on with his heel, meaning that the mitzvahs that we get schar for are the mitzvahs that people generally disparage, and especially in the time of ikvasa de Mashiach, where we know our world has gone absolutely positively crazy, and the amount of people who are actually still keeping the mitzvahs or see value in any kind of value are very rare. So even though generally schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka, in this situation, when so few people want to do the mitzvahs, there is going to be schar, and even in this world. But how does it work? Because the schar, again, for doing a mitzvah has to be big, so big that it can't possibly be held in our world. So we have a couple of answers here. The Rambam says, there's no schar in this world for mitzvah shebein adam lamakim. If a person does a mitzvah bein adam lamakim, then schar mitzvah b'hayal malekah. But mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveray, if a person does a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveray, we do get schar in this world. Now, it's not the main schar. It's kind of like the echo of the schar that we get in this world, and it's a familiar concept to us. We should recognize it because we do say it every morning. Elu devarim, these are the things. Sh'adam achel parasein ba'olam hazeh. We're going to eat the fruits, the dividends come to us in this world. V'hakaren kayemes le'olam haba. The main schar we're still going to get in olam haba, but in this world we do actually have material benefit from doing mitzvah shebein adam l'chaver, and in the Eilu Dvarim sh'adam achal parasein, if you go through those Dvarim, then you'll see that it's all bein adam l'chaver, besides the Talmud Tarek Neged Kulam, which is another share, there is a reason why Talmud Tarek is found within a listing of all mitzvah shebein adam l'chaver, and how Talmud Torah is also a bein adam l'chaver, although it would seem to be a bein adam l'makim. But that's the way the Rambam would answer this, because it's not just in Parshas Ekev that we see schar; it's also something we say in Shema every day. That v'hayayim Shema yitishmo. If you listen, then you're going to get the rain, and you get the tefillah, and you're going to get the health, and you're going to get the sustenance. So it's a big question. If there's no schar mitzvah, then how do we get mitzvah? So the Rambam answers it pretty simply by saying, you get the dividends, but the schar you're not getting. You're not touching your schar. The keren kayemes le'olam haba. When you get up there, le'olam haba, as Rashi says, that's when you're going to get the schar. Here you're going to get something. You get fringe benefits from it. There's a sefer called Zayis HaTorah, and in there he explains this in a different way, and says that although we don't get schar in this world for doing the mitzvahs, there is something that we do get schar for in this world, and that's for the love of the mitzvahs, the effort and the investment that we put into the mitzvahs, this we get schar for. A person who is excited about the mitzvah that he's doing is showing that he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's happy to do what Hashem wants him to do. Again, connected to the Ekev, to the mitzvahs that a person is dosh ba'akvay. This person who's running to do these mitzvahs, even the little mitzvahs, even the minor mitzvahs, is showing that I am excited to be a ben Torah. I am excited to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am excited to be an Eved Hashem. And what's important and so crucial is that this is the easy part of doing the mitzvah, is to be excited about doing the mitzvah. It's the part that a person can sometimes ignore because he doesn't realize how important it is. This is the part that we sometimes disregard because we think that the main thing is to get the mitzvah done. And we take the seriousness of getting the mitzvah done so much that we ignore the very important and and sometimes easier part of the mitzvah, which is just being happy that we have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, that we have the opportunity to be here, to be the ones that get to do the mitzvahs. And if we pay attention, we'll see that the schar we're promised in Parshas Ekev, it's also all, it's like the above and beyond. It's more than we need to live. Hashem is not promising us, is not promising us bread and water, and he's not promising us simple clothing. It's mida keneged mida. For all the love and excitement for what we are doing, we will get the schar with love and excitement, and more and more and more, because the schar is coming because we want to do more and more and more, and we are excited and we love to do and to be, and we feel so grateful and we feel so honored that we are in this position that we get to do the mitzvahs. And that's why the schar that we get, now again, it's not the main schar we still have for doing the mitzvah. This is just the extra, because we were excited, so we get the extra because we did something. We showed it with extra love. Hashem gives us this extra schar. It's interesting that when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of his cave, he came out twice. The first time he came out, he couldn't handle seeing people living physical lives, and he had to go back to the cave for another year. When he came out the second year, he came out with his son, and his son was still having a really hard time seeing how people live and couldn't handle it. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai noticed somebody, and what he saw was a person who was carrying two bundles of hadassim for Shabbos. And when he asked him, why are you carrying two bundles of flowers? And he said, one is for Zachar, one is for Shamar. And this gave Rav Shimon Bar Yochai the chizuk. Not the fact that people are keeping mitzvahs, and not the fact that people are learning Torah, but the fact that a farmer who's busy in his field, and yet it's almost Shabbos, and because it's almost Shabbos, I am so excited for it. And yes, I'm busy the whole week, and yes, I'm busy doing silly, mundane things, but I care about the Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and I am so happy that it's almost Shabbos, and I'm going out of my way to bring not one, but two bundles of Hadas. And this is what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai saw that gave him that comfort that said, yes, we are in a world where materialism reigns supreme. And yes, it does seem silly to get material schar when we know that the spiritual schar is going to be so much more worthwhile for us. But it's because of that excitement and enthusiasm that we have is what we are getting this extra for. And it's extra that's not going to cost us in the next world, because we are promised Karen Kayamisle, Lailam Haba, or as Rashi says in our parsha this week, Ulamachar, Lailam Haba, Vital Schara. We do the mitzvahs in this world, we're going to get the schara in the next world, but there's a way to also be able to benefit from the love we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is poured back onto us, is repaid back to us with the schara that we have, even in this world.